Kenyan Shem, just like it says in the Parsha of Negoyim, may Roisha be at Raglov. It says over there that if you have a nigger on your body that spreads throughout your whole body, you become Torah. It says if it spreads from your head to your foot. It's also like over there, Roisha or Roisha Mechlal, doesn't mean it has to be on your head. It means like from your neck downwards, the same thing, Raglov or Raglov Mechlal, doesn't have to be on your feet either. But if it goes from your head until your feet to nigger, you become Torah. So maybe here Rishon Shvi also, Talmud the Pesach says Ad Yom Echad V'Yesu Machodesh. There, if you can't eat chametz until the end of Pesach to the 21st day of Nisan, that evening, that's a Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yaminu, I don't need this Pesach. Rishon Rishon Mechlau, Shvi Yeshvi Mechlau. So when the Pesach says Rishon and Shvi, they're both included. Then about this part of Pesach, you can't eat chametz. So according to Rabbi Yos Ad is included Ad V'Yad Mechlau. So here also, Ad Esrim, so Pshit Esrim is included in the year before. So Moshe says, no, Philo Tem Rebbe, even if he wants to like Rebbe, Ataye Shkule Mishkale, Kroy, the Psukim are equal, you can have both ways to darshan it. Michte Ksiv, one Pesach says, Mi Ben Chodesh, V'yad Ben Chomishonim. Yeah, so Chodesh, until 5 years. So I'll be marked with that 5 years, it's like less. Then it says, Mi ben chomesh, v'yad ben chof. So, lomlu, what do I have to have it again for? Hilkach ish takumilu, they're equal-like. So as she says, shkul ishak l'kro, shkul ha medrosh, l'fi medrosh ha-sharebi, yesh nachri ha-kalamat, yesh nachri ha-kalamala, k'resim mi ben chodesh, v'yad ben chomishonim, v'yek l'kro, v'yaminin ad v'yad b'chlau, so that teaches already, ben chomesh is kalamata. But then it says, V'yim mi ben chomish shonim v'yad ben chof. The Rebbe mi ben chomish or mi ben chomish b'chlau. To yom mi yom rishon rishon b'chlau v'rei shon asei klamat yukach. Then it says again from 5 until 20. So it says the word 5 twice before and afterwards. So here I would not know exactly what it means. Therefore here Rebbe also agrees you need the Gezeirah Shavah to teach us shon shona that the 5 is like less and 20 is like less. Amama, what we say before, that Roshav or Roshav Bechlau, by the Negoyim, when you become tall, the Negus spreads over your body, but doesn't have to go on your head. Raglav, the same thing by Raglav Bechlau, doesn't go on your feet either. Me know, and how do we know this? It's a smile, like the Simonim of your body, Negus is totally in white here. On your head, it's totally in yellow here. So it's different Simonim, they don't mix one with the other. The boy is saying, the Pesach says, the Chomar, and you're going to be able to see it. And when the Mega is doing the top of your head, and you hear there, the Kohen can't see it. So therefore, that's not included in your body. The Pesach says, Parach Tifrach, if the Mega spreads throughout your whole body, it's enough to spread throughout your whole body, means from your neck until your toe, your feet, but not including your head, not including your rectum. Then it says, Reblezer Weimer, Asher Yisairus HaLashonim Chodesh V'Yomech. It has to be a full month and a day in the 5th year or in the 20th year. Tanya, Reblezer Weimer, Nemakan, it says here, Lamala, Ben Shishim Shonim V'Mala. V'Nemal Alon, Chodesh V'Mala. By the pigeon, by a Bechor, it says Chodesh V'Mala. So, Mala Alon, Miben Chodesh V'Yomech, is only after he's a month old. The next day, that's what's called in pigeon. Is Afkan ben Chodesh v'Yemechot? For the Gemara Barviyema, ki Yosam Hosam Chajema Afkan Chajema. Maybe just like over there, it's only one day after you're a month old. Here also, one day is enough. So where it says, "I'm came to Gzereshava my honey," that I know without this Gzereshava. So bless all this Gzereshava comes to teach us. And the Parsha of Erechin, when does the year change? When you're a full month in the next year and a day. That's when the year, the amount changes. Look like this. Shona Amura B'Kodeshim. When the Torah says an animal has to be 1 year old or 2 years old, Real Shona Amura B'Bote Orechayma. B'Bote Orechayma, that you could redeem it back the first year. We'll see. B'Bote Orechayma. The loch is about the chum will soon say shtei shonim shevesod achuzah. When you sell us the achuzah, the first 2 years you can't buy it back. It's only after the first 2 years you can buy it back. V'shei shonim shebeved ivri, you have to work for 6 years. V'chei shebeben v'v'bas, haloch is about a ben v'bas, how old they are. Chulam yes liyes. That means you have to go bosa the complete year old it doesn't change by Rosh Hashanah, but they have to be from day to day exactly a full year old. Now, Shana Shana Muru B'Kod Sheminolan, Omer Abacha B'Yakov Amakor, Keves Ben Shinosoi, means Shinosoi Shalai, you go boss his year, the animal has to be within his first year, once it's a year old, it's possible. For Loi Sheminolan, we don't go boss the year of the year, the date of the year, to say once it came Rosh Hashanah, it's considered a year old already. Now, Shana Muru B'Kod Yerichayim, and Echiv, Atoim Shinasim Koroi, means you have a right to buy back only the first year. So it says, Mimkora Shalai, after your sale, for Loi Shon Leminyolim, we don't go boss of the years of their calendar. We need to say when it comes Rosh Hashanah, it should be the end of the year. We go boss a complete full year, 12 months. Shtei Shonim Shebesod Achuz Vechiv, the Mispa Shnei Tvuas Yimachaloch. That means you sell it for 2 years worth of Tvua. So from sometimes Shadamoichel Shalash Tvuas, Vishtei Shon, even though you sold it for 2 years, he could eat 3 crops. Means to say the kids has exactly 12 months a year. But sometimes he sold it right after Nisan, so he has 1 crop on it already. Then the next year, then the 3rd year, then the end of the 2nd year's crop also. Shei Shonim Shebevet Ivri, Nechsiv Shei Shonim Yavoid, Ubashriyas. Means to say, Zimnin the Bashriyas Nami Yavoid. Even though it says Bashriyas Yetz Lechovshi, we dash in Shei Shonim Yavoid, Ubashriyas. Sometimes the 7th year also, he has to work. What does that mean? It's the 7th year of Rosh Hashanah. But it's not a complete 6 year that he worked yet, so he has to work till the end of that 6 year, the complete 12 months. What does that mean, the full year? That's what the Torah says, if you give an erchin of a kid, depends how old you are, when does your age change? Not when Rosh Hashanah comes, but when your birthday comes, when you're exactly 12 months, here, at the end of the year. In the Masechet Nida, the Perek Yitzvah talks about a lot of lochas about when a kid is 12 years old, when she's 12, 11 years old, when you're Bredik the Nadorin, depends upon how old they are. So what's called 11, what's called 12, when they're exactly 11 complete years, not when Rosh Hashanah comes. Omalei Abayin Rabbi Yosef, mi poligusu, do you argue? Like, are you arguing here, Rav and Rabbi Yosef? Omalei, we don't argue. Anor Michod Vua Michod, it's both true, but the loch of Erech and the loch of the Perek Yitzvah from when a kid is called 12 or 13, they both agree is a complete 12-month year. But the Moshe says, Arachin Amin Mestavro, because he, if this is the Sforoso, because he, Sagarachin Tam, what please the Machoiches, Man the Yomel Yerchin, the one that says that for Erechin, you go boss of the year when 5 years means his birthday, the 5th birthday. So you want to tell me, Yomli, he doesn't say for Yotze Deifin, is that true? I have Omer Rav himself here that says, it's talking about Erchin, he himself says, Hilchasa v'kuri perkin meis leis. He himself paskins dir nidam, that with all those halachas, when a boy and when a girl is called 12 or 13, we go bust a complete 12 years meis leis. To see Rav that says the Erchin agrees also there also. So they both hold both of them. If so, how come each one says one? The Yel Laman the Yom Erchin, my time, how come he doesn't say Yotze Deifin? That whole parak Masech Danida. Dumi Yudianach, he says, we're talking about just the other ones over here also. We're talking about things that says in the Torah, it says in heaven were 6 years, yet you could redeem it after 2 years. These are things the Torah says, the years. So therefore, Hanach Tiksivin. So Erech and the Torah says, if you're 5 years old, 20 years old, the Torah says how much you have to pay. So that's why this Bryce is talking about things the Torah talk about their age, it's talking about Erechin. But about a kid when he's 12 or 13, the Torah doesn't say clearly his age. Vidach, what's Rabbi Yosef do with this? Here we're talking about the parashas of Erechin in this Bryce. What does the Bryce say?